And we're young with Ned and Ben. In all they were about 9 or 10. Near a tickling river, endeavour to see a most delicate sight for men. 9 young maidens, they knew it full well, Sarah, Susan, with Bonnie Nell, and all those others whose names are not here, intended to wash in a river clear. Simon gave out the first report, the rest resolving to see the sport. The young men freely repairing, declaring that this is the humours of Venus' court. In a bower those gallants remain, seeing the maidens trip o'er the plain. They thought nobody did know their intent, as merrily over the fields they went. Nell a bottle of wine did bring, with many a delicate dainty thing, their fainting spirits to nourish and cherish, when they had been dabbling in the spring. They, supposing no creature did know, to the river they merrily go. When they came thither, and seeing none near, then under the bushes they hid their cheer. Then they, stripping of all their clothes, their gowns, their petticoats, shoes, and hose, their fine white smickets, then stripping and skipping, nobody seeing them, they suppose, Sarah entered the river so clear, and bid them follow, they need not fear, for why the water is warm, they replied, then into the river they sweetly glide. Finally bathing themselves they lay, like pretty fishes they sport and play. Then let's be merry, said Nancy, I fancy it's seldom that anyone walks this way. Thus those females were all in a quill, and following on their pastime still, all naked and in a most dainty trim, those maidens like beautiful swans did swim. Whilst they followed on their game, out came sweet William and Tom by name. They took all their clothing and left nothing. Maids, was they not villains and much to blame? Likewise taking their bottle of wine, with all their delicate dainties fine, thus they were rifled of their store. Was ever poor maiden so served before? From the river those maidens fair returned with sorrow and deep despair, when they seeing, brooding, concluding that somebody certainly had been there. With all their treasure away they run. Alas, said Nell, we are undone. Those villains, I wish, were in the stocks that took our petticoats, gowns, and smocks. Then sweet Sarah with modest Prue, they all was in a most fearful hue. Every maiden replying and crying, they did not know what in the world to do. But what laughing was there with the men in bringing their gowns and smocks again? The maidens were modest and mighty mute, and gave them fine curtsies and thanks to boot.